It's an honor to be here addressing the council. I'd first like to begin by warning you.
Could you give us your name and address?
Yeah. My name is Joseph Hansen. I reside at 1433 West A Street in Moscow. And I wanted to warn you. I had a discussion, lengthy conversation, on November 9th with NSA's Director of Student Affairs, Ben Merkel. And in that conversation, he informed me that NSA would never leave downtown, but added that if they should have to leave, then the school would sue the city of Moscow for financial damages. I'm not sure, but perhaps Mr. Merkel was unaware that NSA's certificate of occupancy is voidable for lack of zoning compliance, rendering NSA an illegal land user. But now, from this point forward, please forgive me if at times I speak as if some of you have already made up your minds. For that, I apologize. Tonight, you're being asked to convert the zoning code into a document amendable at the will of any special interest group mobilized and organized enough to command your attention. This isn't wrong per se, but it is wrong to ignore the rule of law and the act, and act as if the comprehensive plan hasn't spoken loudly and taken extreme measures to ensure the protection of the CBD core from non-commercial development. Idaho Code Section 676511 states that zoning districts shall be in accordance with the policies set forth in the adopted comprehensive plan. Tonight, however, this council is considering the establishment of a precedent that undermines the law requiring comprehensive plan guidance in the adoption or amendment of a city code, a city zoning code. This precedent would ignore the state law requiring that all zoning regulations be in accordance with a comprehensive plan. The Central Business District is the only zoning district in the city that has an entire element dedicated to its use. Nonetheless, the council has not instructed the Planning and Zoning Commission to assess the proposed amendment for comprehensive plan consistency with the Central Business District element, section 4, pages 4-1 to 4-7 of the comp plan. I believe this proposal is a serious mistake for a number of reasons. All of them are grounded in the comp plan. The first issue is parking. We've heard a lot about parking. The comprehensive plan acknowledges a shortage of downtown parking. The comp plan states explicitly, locating a parking space within reasonable distance of a specific business can be difficult in the Moscow Central Business District. At times, parking within the entire downtown area can be limited. Shortage of convenient parking is one of the largest factors that leads shoppers and businesses away from the downtown area to peripheral centers where substantial parking close to the stores is available. Without sufficient parking, the Central Business District cannot remain a viable shopping area. The comp plan concludes that we need to provide adequate parking in the Central Business District for shoppers and employees, no mention of students. Yet, the city intends to permit a burgeoning liberal arts college to occupy the downtown core without compelling them to provide full and complete parking mitigation. In other words, the city expects downtown businesses whose livelihoods depend on sufficient parking supply to provide parking for the non-conforming entity whose non-commercial use dilutes the intent of the CBD. The next issue that hasn't been addressed substantially in our discussions is commercial frontage. The comp plan states that we need to increase commercial frontage opportunities. That's in section on page 4-5. Yet this amendment strips this essential commercial element from the CBD by not requiring the proposed educational institutions to locate off the first floor, which would maintain unbroken commercial street frontage as encouraged by the comprehensive plan. Another issue that has not been noted is that of essential public facilities. The CBD element within the comprehensive plan discourages siting essential public facilities in the downtown core because it knows that even fire and police stations interfere with the goal of maintaining unbroken commercial street frontage in the center of Moscow's most intensive commercial district. By comparison, you now intend to locate a private, non-commercial, non-essential, large-scale institution in the center of the downtown core, where it has already begun altering the district without first amending the comp plan. The next issue is growth. The median size of a private liberal arts college is over 2,000 students. NSA's leadership cannot provide legally binding assurances that they will never grow past 200 students. NSA's leadership has a history.
Just for you, I think you're getting way off track here.
Am I over my time?
Just about.
I'm almost done. NSA's leadership has a history of changing theological and philosophical positions. It is not enough to say that the city will adopt enrollment caps, as the current enrollment cap is zero. Students are not allowed in the downtown. Schools are not allowed in the downtown. NSA simply will grow by using the same political muscle it showed to get its proposed amendment to force the incremental lifting of enrollment caps from the code, or by simply ignoring the code altogether, as they have done time and time again. Last but not least, the tax base. The issue of eroding the tax base of the city was raised early in our community's zoning discussion, but it has been suggested that the zoning code is not the appropriate place for such a consideration. I strongly disagree. It is exactly the place to do it. Why? Because the element of the comp plan dedicated to the CBD specifically addresses the issue of the tax base. It says one of Moscow's goals relative to the CBD is to keep more land on the tax rolls. This makes good sense in a zone where property taxes tend to be highest. Those who oppose the issue of tax base erosion entering this discussion have failed to explain themselves. Do they have good reasons or only excuses? Further, if the city does not want to consider tax base erosion, then simply amend the comp plan. In conclusion, by amending the code to permit NSA's principal place of operation within the center of downtown's core, you will essentially allow and encourage non-commercial growth in the exact location where the comprehensive plan discourages it. There is no hurry to pass a zoning ordinance because NSA's appeal stays enforcement.